time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we're going to start a mini-series based on Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. And verse 16 reads, "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him." Now, over the next 7 weeks, we're going to go down this list of seven abominations. Now, the first mention on the list is pride. I think many people get confused as to the sin of pride. This is because in our society, we use the word pride under two different definitions. There is a type of pride that is not a sin, such as the pride a mother might have of their child's accomplishments, or to be proud of a job well done. That's different from the pride that is sinful. The definition of sinful pride is a high or inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority. In other words, arrogance. It's an inflated opinion about ourselves, thinking we're better than others. The type of thinking that says to God, "I did this on my own, I don't need you." Pride is one of those things that we can have in us and not even realize it. Benjamin Franklin said, "There is perhaps none of our natural passions so hard to subdue as pride. Beat it down, stifle it, mortify it as much as one pleases, it is still alive. Even if I could conceive that I've completely overcome it, I would probably be proud of my humility." Sinful pride takes many forms. Sometimes one might be too proud to seek or accept help from others. For example, the wife wanted to go to a pastor for counseling, but the husband kept insisting they could work it out. Well, it never did get worked out, and they needed a counselor, but the husband was, you guessed it, too proud to go. Christians are just as vulnerable to pride in all its forms. But there is also an added level that is called spiritual pride. This is when we think ourselves to be so righteous and so morally above others, when one looks down upon people because of their shortcomings and sins. So sad is this pride, because we will be useless in reaching others with the good news of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, pride is an issue that would take much too long to explain in its fullness than I have for this segment. But I want to emphasize that to ignore this issue is simply dangerous and destructive. Proverbs 16 verse 18 said, "Pride goes before destruction." Let us rather keep our pride in check and take to heart and into action the words of Peter, who said, "Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Till next time, this is Dave signing out.